You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Knowledgeable. Listen, here's what's wrong with your hypothesis, your theorem, your supposition, your postulate.
Honest.
If that front ain't in gangsta, your back end won't be able to show its full potential.
Understanding.
You're going to suck. You're going to suck for the next couple of years.
Passionate.
I'm all over social media. I live it.
This is the Kevin Sheehan Show on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Hashtag facts.
It's the Kevin Sheehan Show. Now, here's Kevin.
I had great fun on Saturday, watching a little bit of NBA hoops. Admittedly, my Saturday didn't start off the way that I planned. I was supposed to be in Annapolis. I was supposed to be paddleboarding. I woke up. My wife's like, hey, it's like 30-mile-an-hour winds out there. Yo ass gonna be a kite if you go out there and paddle boat. So I didn't do a paddleboard. I didn't do that, but I did watch the NBA game. And let me tell you, as someone that had banged the drum on Friday to lay the 3.5 with the Pacers, it was sensational to watch. The Pacers laying the smackdown on the candy ass of one New York. It was amazing. I have had so much fun watching in the misery of the New York Knicks fans because the way that they have spent the weekend crying and bitching and moaning and doing everything under the sun to make them feel like the victim, the small man, what have you, it was wonderful to watch them fall the way that they did. The game itself was just a track meet from the jump. They needed a lot from Jalen Brunson. They got a little from Jalen Brunson. Indiana needed a lot from somebody. They got it from Pascal Siakam. Even just the lead up to this game, I thought was really, really unique. We had talked about this on Friday, and I'm really glad. As someone, you know, I see myself in Timothée Chalamet, minus like the large amounts of fame and money. But I see myself in Timothée Chalamet as someone that grew up as a blog boy. Him for the New York Knicks, me for the Washington Wizards. Spending a lot of time on various different message boards in the era of Gilbert Arenas, then in the era of one John Wall. Being a fan loyal to the soil and then seeing your team get to heights that you could have never imagined. I'm still waiting for the Wizards to get to an Eastern Conference Finals. But Timothée Chalamet got to live that dream. And then he took Kylie Jenner to Indiana. Max, how many times do you think Kylie Jenner, prior to this past weekend, had ever stepped foot in Indiana?
Maybe like once or twice when she was a kid. But aside from that,
even
never.
That seems like a reach. Yeah, I can't imagine there's a lot going on in the great state of Indiana that would attract a billion-dollar business mogul. We can debate how she got that money, but she ain't spending a lot of time in no Indiana. Not a lot of pop-outs, I think, in Indiana. But he got this mega billionaire mogul to Indiana and to watch them lose. Oh, it was phenomenal. As soon as I saw Kylie Jenner there, I was like, wrap this bad boy up. This is over.
Not a believer in the Kylie Jenner stat where
she was
2-0?
So I have seen the Kylie Jenner stat, and that is exclusively why I knew this series was over. Because if she's going to be a Knicks fan, you got to experience the roller coaster of being a Knicks fan. You don't get to... I know she's been born... She's not even born on third base. She's born halfway to home for a lot of things in life.
Just
sports... Not one of them. It's the great equalizer, the great evener, the balance beam, if you will. As soon as Kylie Jenner, who is beautiful, as soon as I saw her sitting courtside hugging on old Timmy Chalamet when Timothy Chalamet was like, it's an elimination game, babe. I need to focus. He didn't want nothing.
A little more than hugging, my man.
I mean, well, you know, it was one-sided hugging, it looked like.
But Timmy C stressed.
Exactly. And when she was being like, this is fun, this is grandiose, I knew this was over.
Oh, no.
She just doesn't understand. You could point to a lot of different things in the game itself. The simple fact is this. On one side, you have a team led by Rick Carlisle, who is a sensational head coach. And on the other side, you have Tom Thibodeau. And Tom Thibodeau has been around the NBA for a while. Understood. He's done some really good things in the NBA. He was a part of that 08 Boston Celtics series with not the dream team, but that big three, the first like initial big three. He was a part of that series. Congratulations. He did some stuff with the Bulls. Awesome. He is not in the same class, not in the same caliber as Rick Carlisle. And you saw it because the Knicks had zero gut and zero offense in game six. When the Pacers were still running stuff, they still had some plays to get into the bag of. The Knicks had nothing. It was a, let me give the ball to Jalen Brunson, save us, please. Channeling the inner Star Wars. Save us, Jalen Brunson. You are our only hope. And Brunson had terribly timed the worst game of the series for him. 8 of 18 for 19, which means you had to rely on everybody else. You needed 30 from Brunson to even make this a competition, even to make this, to give yourself any sort of real chance. You had to have 30 from Brunson. You get 19. OG Anunoby cannot be the leading scorer in an elimination game. It cannot happen. If that is the formula, it is a losing formula. And that's what we saw from New York. They didn't have anybody when they needed a bucket because Brunson wasn't playing at the level that we are accustomed to seeing him. And eventually, like, you just have to have somebody step up. This isn't even an anti-Jalen Brunson thing. He gave everything that he could to get New York to that spot. He didn't have any gas left in the tank. It was very similar to John Wall in game 7 of that Celtics series all those years ago, which this is a nice tie-in because John Wall, if you have somehow missed it, was on Kevin's podcast. So go listen to that after you're done listening to us. And they talked about this particular thing, but it felt very similar to that in that Wall had been awesome that entire series, and in a game 7, the guy was absolutely gassed. The thing is with Jalen Brunson is he only played 34 minutes. Now, part of that is because by the end of it, the game was effectively over, but it's not even like they ran him for 48 minutes. And you could just see by the end there was nothing left to give. There was no bounce in his legs, and there was no one on this Knicks team that could be the one to step up. So when Indiana comes out of that second half or the halftime break, I don't know if they're taking on Mike's secret stuff, Reggie Miller's secret stuff, Larry Bird's secret stuff, the great state of Indiana. I don't know what they were inhaling to be able to run the way that they did in the third quarter. New York had none of that. They didn't have any sort of adrenaline, it looked like. They didn't have any sort of stamina, it looked like. They were a complete shell of themselves. Karl Anthony Towns did his best, but Karl Anthony Towns, I've been trying to tell everybody that'll listen, Karl Anthony Towns is not that guy. You can show me any sort of number. You can show me a statistic. You can show me a performance. That performance, I guarantee, is coming in a regular season. It ain't coming in the playoffs. This is why I don't buy entirely into the world of analytics. There's a nice balance. I utilize analytics, but there's a nice balance between analytics and eye test. And every time I watch Karl Anthony Towns in a gotta have it game, in a gotta have it moment, he ain't have it. He never has it. Defensively, he just was not good. There were already reports coming out after the game about how defensively those in the Knicks organization were not thrilled with the way that he performed. And if you are a Knicks apologist, you're entitled to whatever you want to think. But if you are a Knicks apologist, you're going to tell me he was injured. And I do believe that he was banged up playing on a bad ankle. But if you're in the game, the excuses are done. You cannot make them. If you're going to be out there, you got to perform and you got to help your team. And it didn't feel like he did a good job of that. They were minus 17 with Cat on the floor. They were minus 18 with Brunson on the floor. They didn't have any way to stop Pascal Siakam. Pascal Siakam was a great meme in NBA culture, on NBA Twitter for the longest time. Meme no more. That guy's the Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Do we care about the Eastern Conference Finals MVP? Is that a prestigious award? No. Tyrese Halliburton does. And boy, was that embarrassing.
He did the Drewski bit.
He did the Drewski bit, but he didn't do it ironically.
No, which makes it all the better.
And, I mean, he's tapping his chest saying, that's me, Eastern Conference Finals MVP right here. And they said Pascal Siakam, he got to fade into the back like he's Homer Simpson. Like, ugh, my bad. I didn't think that was going to be what it was. So he loses that one. Pascal Siakam ends up being the guy that gives the New York Knicks the business. I mean, Halliburton was good, but he still wasn't, you know, he wasn't fantastic. The problem with him is you can't have an 8-point game and then be like, yeah, I'm MVP. It can't happen. You're a superstar. You can't have an 8-point game. You just can't. The Pacers bench was way better. I mean, Obi Toppin is like the cherry on top of this entire thing if you hate the Knicks. And I know there are some fans of the Knicks that are fans of this program. I apologize. Not really, but I apologize. Obi Toppin being drafted by the Knicks and then 18 off the bench, sensational. I mean, the Knicks barely had 18 bench points by themselves. They had 20. He had 18 by himself. They went deep into the bench, New York did. Some of it was late in the game. There's a bunch of dudes that played like 2 minutes. Tyler Kolek gets in for 2 minutes. Precious Achiuwa gets in for like 2 minutes. But the game was over by the end of the third quarter. At the end of the third quarter, there was no hope. You could see it on the Knicks. They're like, this is donezo. And now we get into this conversation of what is Tom Thibodeau going to be? What's his future? And his future, honestly, is not, it should not be in New York. You have reached the limit if you are the New York Knicks of what you can accomplish with Tom Thibodeau. And that stinks for somebody that really wants Mike Malone to come here to D.C. But the Wizards aren't ready for Mike Malone as a head coach. Because Malone will take you to a championship. He would be great with New York because he takes a team that is at the level that New York is, and he would rise them up to a championship level. But like the Wizards can't, you can't do that with Mike Malone now. You're like 2 years, hopefully 2 years, but you're like 2 years away from that. So Mike Malone is probably going to go coach the Knicks. Maybe it'll be Jeff Van Gundy, maybe Stan Van Gundy. I know the Knicks fans were tired as hell of Reggie Miller calling games. And that to me is the most hilarious thing that took place this entire series, Max. Watching the Knicks fans was two things. It was watching the Knicks fans complain about Reggie Miller and watching Knicks fans complain about the officiating. Crying on Twitter as if the NBA and the officials were in the back pocket of the Indiana Pacers to screw over the New York Knicks. As if Adam Silver, who is the commissioner of a mega billion-dollar league, would rather see the Indiana team in the finals over the New York team. And then them crying and bitching about Reggie Miller calling the games like you can't turn on the mothership and have Stephen A. Smith spouting about the Knicks every 30 seconds.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That organization, that fan base just doesn't know. It's, you don't know real struggle if those are the things that you are you're complaining about. Oh, Reggie Miller's being too mean. Man, turn that game on mute and keep watching. Like, who listens to commentators like that anyway if you're not a dork like me? I care about commentators because, like, I'm in the business. If you're just a regular fan, throw that thing on mute. Pop the radio broadcast. Like, ESPN is called by Mike Breen, who, for my money, is one of the best play-by-play guys in the NBA, but he also does the Knicks games during the regular season. So, like, he can call games with the Knicks are involved, and it's all good. It's all well and fine. But Reggie Miller says one thing positive about the Pacers, and it's like you're going to go and crucify the guy.
And the biggest thing about Reggie, like, Reggie wasn't exclusively complimenting the Indiana Pacers.
Even if he was, I don't care.
Yeah. Every time the Knicks did something good, he was like, that's a great play by Jalen Brunson. That's a great play by OG. It's a great play by Kat. Like, he will compliment and analyze no matter what the stakes are.
And too soft.
Yeah. New York fans have just gone on this. Like, they've really shown why they don't deserve this success. Because New York Knicks fans all over my timeline have been like, all of America is rooting against the Pacers. No, they're not.
No, they're not. We're the bad guys. Yeah. They were the heels.
They were the evil empire.
They were the mega heels that were backed by the association. And the good guy Pacers, with limited aura, like Indiana does not
Severely.
Have aura. Limited aura. But that just kind of matches with what Indiana is. And I'm going to tell you something, Max. I'm 100% serious when I say this.
Okay.
I've already bet the Pacers to win the NBA Finals.
I was hoping you'd say that. It's Shea's aura, which quite frankly can carry a team, versus Tyrese Halliburton's, dare I say, lack of aura.
Not a lot of aura there. Seems like a nice guy. Like Tyrese Halliburton, you might want to, if you're picking NBA players to babysit your kids, he might be good at that. He's kind of campy. Like, it feels like he could come up with some good backyard games.
Sure.
To play with the kids to keep them entertained for, 20 to 30 minutes. It's hard doing that. I was a summer camp counselor for 4 years. And as I climbed the ladder of a summer camp, a corporate ladder, Denton, or corporate Mr. Denton to those at summer camp, coming up with some of those games is tough. Now, we did have one, Max, that we were only allowed to play twice. We could only play this game twice. Because we got in trouble.
Oh, was it dodgeball related?
It was.
Of course, it always is.
It was called Armageddon.
Oh.
And what it was, we played this at Lifetime Fitness in Sterling. That's where I worked for 4 years. I had this job solely to get the gym membership. As you can tell, I'm super jacked. But I had this solely to get the gym membership.
Sure.
So one day the kids were being annoying to us.
As per usual.
So we're like, all right, let's come up with an idea to get some energy out of them, but to get a little bit of some things off of our chest.
Yeah, there you go.
So what we did was we took 4 gym mats.
Okay.
We set them up in a diamond. Those were safe zones.
Sure.
And the objective was to run from mat to mat without getting hit by a gator skin dodgeball.
Much safer.
All of the counselors were the ones that had the gator skin dodgeballs. So we were just telling the kids, run around. And what it was, so we were working with I think it was 9 to 12 was the age range. So if a young 9-year-old girl who had done nothing but color and make bracelets all day was running from mat to mat, she's fine.
Yeah, you're safe. You're clear.
Get in there. No worries. If the one kid that had been giving you a lot of sass, yelling in the locker room, maybe tried to steal someone's lunch, you see him
turn into Cam Newton in his prime.
And all of a sudden, I look like I was a pitcher.
I mean, Paul Skeens.
We
out
were
there.
Putting, and some of the counselors were baseball players, so they were putting some serious spin on there. We could play that twice. Once they didn't find out, twice. The second time a parent walked in.
I was going to say, kid got hit in the face, was crying, and then got reported. Yeah.
As a parent was in there. You're like, yeah, that's going to be a tough one to explain. Well, thankfully, it was a parent of someone that did not get hit in the face, but it was a parent seeing a child get hit in the face, and it was very clear. Well, yeah, I mean, if you're above the age of 12, you knew exactly what was happening.
Oh, I've had that happen because I worked at Rec Pack for a while. And it's the hula hoops where you set up the tower and you have to knock down all the three towers. It teaches kids team building and all that.
Right.
But the kids insisted that counselors play, and I was letting it rip.
So you just got to show sometimes you just got to pop out and show them.
It's true.
Honestly.
And yeah, a couple kids caught a few strays, and I had to immediately snap out of game mode and back into counselor mode and do some consoling.
And what you do is you use the magic elixir. Oh, did you just get hit in the face with a gator skin ball? Go get some water.
Yeah, go get some water.
Go get some water, you'll be good.
I'll get you an ice pop. You can wait outside and just kind of cool off.
Miraculously, every time the kid got water, they were good.
It works.
It's the magic elixir. Somehow we got onto that from Tyrese Halliburton, but he has the aura of a guy that's a little campy.
Yeah.
But the reason that I bet this, first and foremost, it's too late to bet the Thunder to win the NBA Finals.
You've missed the train.
You're missing the train. They're minus 750. To make the NBA, to win the NBA Finals. So it's too late. The Pacers are plus 500. On top of that, if you look at some of the best upsets in NBA history in the NBA Finals, one of the more recent ones that you were going to come across within the last 15 years was the Dallas Mavericks in 2011 over the Miami Heat, when Miami had Wade, Bosch, and LeBron, first year of that big three era. They were massive favorites going up against Dallas and Dirk. It was one superstar versus three superstars. Miami had been great all season. I mean, so had Dallas, to their credit. But Miami had been great all season. It felt like they were a shoo-in. Max, do you know who the coach was of that Dallas Mavericks team?
Was it Rick Carlisle?
If you guessed Rick Carlisle, you are correct.
Bing!
It was Rick Carlisle. So this guy has a championship experience in overcoming big-time odds, being the underdog and taking down this juggernaut that is OKC. We've reached the point where, as we sit here on Monday, a few days removed from the start of the NBA Finals, everybody and their mother is telling you it's going to be OKC. It's going to be OKC in four games. It's going to be OKC five games max. The Sears is not going to see six. It certainly will not see seven. Indiana is the only team that I think in the NBA that has the depth to run with OKC. OKC wants to run, Indiana wants to run. And it's really just going to end up being a track meet. There's not a lot of unders that I'm going to be betting in this series in the NBA Finals. I think you're going to see a lot of really high-scoring affairs, really high-scoring basketball games between these two teams. But there's something about the coaching differential with Rick Carlisle that I do think gives Indiana a very slight edge. Now, the players are going to have to step up. You can't have a lot of Tyrese Halliburton dud games. You just can't have it. He has one sort of dud at least once in every single series, but you can't have a lot of them. You can't have multiple. If you get two dud games from Tyrese Halliburton, this is going to be a series that's done very, very quickly. I think you'll see the best of Tyrese Halliburton, though, in the NBA Finals. With the conclusion of the Eastern Conference Finals, it also meant that NBA on TNT inside the NBA came to a close. And I was texting one of my guys about this today, Max, because we lost around the horn inside the NBA. And then unfortunately this morning I was driving into work. It's like 4:30 a.m. Pick up the phone and I say, oh my God, John Brinkus of Sports Science passed away as well. So in 9 days you lose around the horn inside the NBA and John Brinkus of Sports Science. But with the conclusion of inside the NBA, it is not going to be the same. And I was texting a friend of mine who's very passionate about basketball, and he said, dude, what's the big deal? They're going to ESPN. And I was like, you don't understand how this game works.
ESPN famously letting talent cook.
Whatever ends up becoming of inside the NBA, and I have no idea what that'll be. A fly just flew into my mouth and we're sitting inside. How did that even happen?
I have to talk to Roger.
Okay, anyway, I'm gonna move on.
No, that's jarring.
How did that even happen?
We can take a second.
Not a fly, but a gnat just flew into my mouth. I'm literally sitting inside. This is a sequestered studio, being that, like, you can't get sound in here. How did a bug get in here? That's terrible. Anyway, what was I talking about? These damn Nats. I was talking about inside the NBA.
Yes.
It's going to change once it gets to ESPN. People are going to get shoehorned into it. You're not going to have the same sort of creative freedom and liberty. But it also makes me worried, Max. What are they going to... What is their role going to be? We haven't gotten... No one has told us anything about how Inside the NBA is going to work on ESPN. We assume it'll be a pregame show, but they have a lot of money and a lot of guys allocated to their pregame shows.
Oh.
So how is that going to work? Are they just going to get rid of Stephen A. Smith on the pregame? Michael Wilbon, Bob Myers? Probably not, because they got a lot of money. They didn't just pay Stephen A. Smith all the money in the world for him to not work. They're going to pimp the life out of Stephen A. Smith. So it worries me with that, and no one has told us whether or not Inside the NBA will actually be doing postgame shows. Right now, the postgame show on ESPN for nearly all sports, but certainly for basketball, is one Scott Van Pelt. We love Scott Van Pelt. I love Scott Van Pelt.
We all love SVP.
What are they going to do with that? There's a lot of questions that remain unanswered, and I don't know that I trust the ones that are going to be coming up with the answers at this point in time, because as you mentioned, and as I have mentioned on several different occasions, basketball coverage is where ESPN seems to be at its weakest, despite the fact that they have a significant amount of resources allocated to that. If they come in and let Inside the NBA just be Inside the NBA, they will be fine. But I don't know that I trust them to do that. So some of the great moments that we have gotten from Inside the NBA, I don't know that they'd be able to flourish on ESPN. And one of my favorite things over the weekend after that conference finals ended was seeing some of the tweet that's going around about the best videos of Inside the NBA, and I just see mountains and mountains worth of quote tweets with great moments from the history of that show. There are so many that I could point to and say are my favorite, like Chuck versus everyone in San Antonio is fantastic. Chuck versus everyone in Galveston, Texas is fantastic. But by far, my favorite moment inside the NBA was this.
Hey, I played in the NBA for 16 years. And I've been on TV for 18 years. It's the first time I ever heard police presence. Wait. They got a police presence? Are you kidding me? Wait, come on, man.
Numerous social media reports that LAPD was called.
LAPD was called. See, these two, man.
Come on, man.
You know why they're laughing at? Come on, man.
Because they would. They would relish.
Come on.
For a guy to come in the locker room after them.
Hey, Chuck. No. Hey, Chuck.
I don't know what this is, and I don't know why.
Hello, police. Chris Paul trying to beat me up.
this is Blake Griffin. Chris Paul trying to get in the locker room. Get down here and save me. Wait. Yeah.
You can't fake that sort of stuff. Chemistry is too good. It's too authentic. My fear is if you shoehorn someone like Kendrick Perkins into the mix, it's not going to be the same. If it's Stephen A. Smith, it's not going to be the same. Like, I cannot. The great thing about Ernie Johnson is that Ernie Johnson is, one, just sensational at his job, but he allows them to be themselves without making him a focal point in a majority of the stories. Like, Stephen A. would be trying to tell Charles how basketball should be played. Like, I don't need a show where you're trying to tell the NBA guys, can the NBA guys be better? Yeah, I think Shaq hates a little bit too much on this current generation to the point where it's kind of weird. I think that is accurate. But I don't know, like, I'm not going to go tell Shaq how to play basketball. And my fear is if ESPN just shoehorns their big-time talents that they pay a lot of money to, you're going to get a lot of that.
Yeah, it strikes me as, like, Stephen A. is going to lecture Charles Barkley and Shaq about one conversation he had one time with Michael Jordan 15 years ago, and that's just going to be the pregame show.
And it's just going to be tough, and it's going to be borderline unwatchable. All right, we'll shift to football in 15 minutes. You will not believe what Mike Florio said about the Washington Commanders ahead of the NFC Championship game. Eric Edholm is going to join us at 11. We're coming up next. Don't let the Nats get hot. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.